Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.
All right. Hey, I was wondering, wow, this might be the ultimate solution. How big a dummy is we? Hi, Eric, says Joan. I was wondering about your coffee. You know, our coffee issues around here.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Ad Nauseam. There's a coffee machine, but it's 7 floors down.
And
you press
slow.
It, and it actually, I think there is a barista inside there, living inside there.
A mini barista.
That makes the coffee a little tiny mini barista in there that they let out at night.
Right.
So, you know, go to the bathroom, that kind of thing. They're like, get back in there.
Yeah, a little magical barista.
Right. Yeah. It takes forever, and the only time I can go, and every song is, you know, like 2 minutes and 12 seconds long.
Yeah.
Like, I barely have enough time, all right? So it becomes an issue, and for whatever reason, Melissa always decides to go when I'm going to go. She can go, like, 65 times in an hour. I can go once, and she chooses the one time I can go.
I will say, the 2 times that it happened in the last couple of weeks,
uh-huh.
I felt so bad
right.
that
yeah.
I did make you coffee,
well,
and I brought it in for you.
This might have solved the problem. I was wondering about your coffee. Why don't you have one of those large thermoses in your studio, Eric? It's a good question, Joan.
Great question.
I don't know. That's, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. You don't have to rush to get your coffee or listen to Melissa announce all of her movements down there. That is true. She does do that, too.
Movements.
Okay, got to get the coffee. I'm just waiting behind her as the Dua Lipa song's running out. Okay, got to get coffee. Oh, need some cream. Got to get some cream. And I'm like, who are you talking to? You talking to you? You talking to me? Are you just talking?
Her life is a sitcom.
Yeah. Which amuses me when you describe it. Oh, thanks, Joan. Thanks for the entertainment. Just wondering, Joan. The only issue I could see with the thermos, and I think that's an excellent suggestion, is that the coffee maker with the little tiny barista in it only makes one cup of coffee at a time every 5 minutes.
Or she needs
a
break.
So I would have to, in order to fill it, you know, with like 3 cups, I would be down there till about 7:15 if I left now. That's the only downside. But, I mean, it's a good solution, but we just don't have the machine to pair with the solution.
Well, I do think you could make 2 cups of coffee before you come in and then pour them in your thermos ahead of time.
Yep.
And then you're set for the morning, and then there's no panic, there's no worry.
But, see, I was picturing one of those ones like at a buffet where you press the button and it releases.
Maybe we get one of
those. One of those thermoses, because then you do it, like maybe we'll do it.
Maybe we could put it on the little barista's job description to fill one of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we are working on those.
Yeah, something like that. But the thermos, I'm going to confess to you, never thought of it. That's how dumb is we right there.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
And it does seem like a pretty easy solution that I should have figured out by now. But you know what? It's 5:57 in the morning and these things happen. 312-233-1019. They just listed during the pandemic, Yelp did, the top strange cravings in each state. Thin crust pizza here, not that strange, but you folks do have strange cravings. Like, for example, John, what have you been wanting?
Hummus.
You know, John, I just cannot get on the hummus bandwagon. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I try.
How about Baba Ganoush?
Baba Ganoush? That only plays in Wedding Crashers for me. There's a nickname for that's a nickname for Vince Vaughn. Come on, Baba Ganoush.
Yeah. The hummus, that'll leave your breath struggling, too. Oh my God,
but
for
it does
days.
Taste good.
Longer than euros.
You can dip anything in hummus.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jessica.
Yes.
You're craving.
Sausage Scrambler from Dunkin' Donuts.
The old Sausage Scrambler from Dunkin', okay. That's
good.
Now that I can get on board with. I can really get on board with this one, Sarah.
Portillo's chocolate cake.
Always a fan. Can never go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I had Portillo's last night.
My
daughter called me. She's like, I'm on the way home. Should I bring something to eat? I'm like, I could do a burger. And I came this close to going chocolate cake, too.
Oh,
I hear that secretly Portillo's burgers are, like, really good. I've never had one.
They are terrific.
They're very good.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Some salsa and chips.
Yep. Good old-fashioned salsa and chips.
Nice
you can never go wrong.
Go-to,
And number 3, Laura, you're craving.
Oh, Trader Joe's red wine.
Trader Joe red wine. I've heard about that. I've heard that's pretty good.
$6 a bottle.
$6. That's where you originally got the $2 chuck, which is no longer $2, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought
I didn't know that.
$2 chuck's like $3.99 now. It is.
I know. It has gone up in price.
Yeah. Nick at number 2.
Tandoori chicken.
Tandoori chicken.
What's that?
Like the Indian chicken, like the red, light Indian chicken.
You get a little curry in that?
Oh, well, it's usually dry, but Either way.
I love curry, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, in at number one, keeping it simple, keeping it direct, right to the point. Sandy, you've been craving. Sandy.
Oh my gosh. How did this always happen?
Isn't that amazing?
Weird.
Isn't that amazing? It always happens at number one.
You say that, and I don't believe you sometimes, and look at this.
Every time. I mean, we went through eight calls.
I know.
And right. As soon as you get the number one, yeah. They aren't listening or hang up. Right when they're going to get the prize.
You need to keep their interest
isn't that unbelievable?
I don't know.
How that works out?
Very strange.
Oh, weird. Hello?
I almost think it's like a conspiracy
theory. Like
someone's
playing a joke
on you?
I think so. Like a several thousand of you are like, all right, if you're number one, hang up.
It'd be a funny
Sandy.
Yeah, they pull that off. It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
I'm not opposed to it. I applaud you if you pulled that off.
Right,
terrific job. Yeah, Sandy was craving waffles.
Oh,
and I had something all ready to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you hang up? I gave you the big build up.
I'm sorry, it's my crappy phone.
Oh man, I gave you the big build up.
Can you just do another build-up real quick?
All right, fine. All right, here we go. That's fine. And in at number one, we keep it simple. We keep it direct, right to the point. Sandy is craving?
Waffles.
Ah,
Sandy.
Now, are you going fresh waffles, like you make the batter and you have the waffle iron, or are you going just go in the toaster?
Absolutely fresh.
Ah.
I haven't had fresh waffles in forever.
That is great. Welcome back. What's going on this morning, Sandy?
I'm heading to work.
What do you do for a living? Please don't say work for the phone company.
No. No, I work in accounting.
Accounting.
And you know what's so awesome with this pandemic? I never, ever get through to you guys, and I've got through twice.
Oh, look at that.
I love you guys.
That is so awesome for you and just completely sucks for us. Not that it sucks you're getting through, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Falling under the category of dumbest quarantine fight I've ever had with my partner. This person brews the coffee, gets 15 minutes less sleep because of it, and was questioned about their ability to brew the coffee and not being careful enough because there are coffee grounds in here, and how dare you? Personal attack? Not really. Did I treat it as one for a full 20 minutes? Yes, I did. 312-233-1019. Ashley.
Hi.
Hi, your quarantine fight was what?
Over a game of Monopoly.
Aha!
Oh, no.
What was the issue?
He did beat me, yes.
He did what?
He beat me.
Oh, he beat you. Oh, I thought it was something like a point of contention in regards to the game, but it's just the overall outcome.
So you're just mad that he won?
No, he tried some shady backdoor deal, and I fell for it.
Well,
and
that's how the real estate game works.
Yeah.
A lot of shady backdoor deals. Hotels getting thrown up where they don't belong.
And the banker's always stealing money.
Right. Yeah, we all know that. 312-233-1019. Kelly.
Hi, good morning.
Your quarantine dumb fight was what?
My fiancé did not want me to go back to work because I couldn't be home to make him lunch and quote-unquote take care of him.
Ah, I see.
Oh,
I see.
Gosh.
He feels as though your new full-time responsibilities should be him.
Yeah, housewife duties.
Honestly, though, Kelly, I don't think any of us can argue. Sandwiches always taste better when made by somebody else.
I guess so.
That is true.
Yeah, totally true. Sandwiches and salads.
Absolutely true. It always is the case.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes full circle. We started coffee. We end coffee. Matt, your fight involved what?
My husband likes to use coffee filters to clean his glasses.
Gotcha.
But then puts the filters back. And then after 5 days, I realized we're using coffee filters that have our gross stuff from our reading glasses.
So he cleans his glasses with coffee filters. Is that a thing that I've just never known? Or is that just his thing?
No, it's a thing. But then you don't put them back into the coffee filters with you. That's gross.
Right.
Totally gross.
They'll be halfway through your cup and realize, oh, my God, he cleaned his eyes basically with this.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall on your side on that one, Matt.
Agreed.
Totally.
I'm going to fall squarely on your side. Anybody listening who actually seen a gold bar, held a gold bar, has a gold bar? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in the movies a million times, but never in real life. And then the story of these two French kids who discovered gold bars worth over $100,000 during a lockdown. I don't know if, like, Grandpa left them around. I don't know.
Right?
312-233-1019. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Gold bars, Dale. You ever seen one?
Yes, I have.
You
really?
Have? Where was this?
This was at the Canadian Mint. In Ottawa, Canada.
Is Canadian gold any different than the rest of the gold?
I don't know, but it was pretty heavy.
Pretty
it
heavy. All right.
Yep. Was they it... got it chained there, and they oh. have a Canadian Mountie standing next to it with a weapon
oh.
to protect
it. My dad, it's like a club. It's Canada. They just club you.
Nothing hockey crazy. Stick, actually. Yeah.
Get out, eh?
Yeah.
So they just like, they, it's like the Canadian Mint's like, all right, stand in line to hold a gold bar. Any sudden movements, we're going to club you with a hockey stick.
Yeah, pretty much.
How heavy and how big was it? Was it like a Hershey bar? Was it about that big?
No, it's, it's real heavy. I was surprised how heavy it was.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, if you got those brick pavers,
right?
It's about the size of two of those.
Two Perfect. Of them? Two wow. brick pavers?
Did that they say big? How much it was worth?
Oh, they did, but this has been several years ago. And
Plus, it's
I really
in Canadian can't. Money, so nobody knows.
Exactly.
It's about $1.380.
Right. Yeah, no, nobody really knows. From Canada to where did you see yours, Steve?
At the Denver Mint. Uh-huh. They have a tourist area where you could walk in. They have one on display, no armed guards. They show you the history of money and what have you, but they have one on display there.
No armed guards, which proves we as Americans are way more trustworthy than the Canadians,
That's
obviously.
Right.
Exactly.
Or we put the fake one
right.
out.
Did they? Was it what you expected? Like in your mind, like what you see in the movies, does it look exactly like that?
It looked exactly like what you see in the movie, and wish you would have could have picked it up, but it looked exactly like you see in the movie.
Is All it right. shiny?
Oh. It was very shiny.
Oh,
shiny
really?
Gold. A lot of gold bar talk,
oh,
Kathy.
So cool.
Yes.
Hi.
It was pretty cool. I was 17, and my mom worked for a museum, like an exhibit house.
Right.
And we went to the Museum of Natural Art in Los Angeles. She took me on a trip with her.
Right.
And we went kind of behind the scenes. And they put these white gloves on my hands. And they said they knew I wasn't going to be able to hold it because it was so heavy.
Wow. Really?
But they put the white gloves on my hands. And then he, like, laid it in my hands.
Right.
So I could feel the weight of it.
Right.
And it was pretty awesome.
You recall how much that gold is? Is there a standard every gold bar is worth this, or are there sizes and shapes of all kinds?
This was probably, it was more like the size of, like you said, the Hershey bar.
Right. Okay.
Oh. But it
those
was
are the ones they stole in the Italian
half,
job.
It's a good movie.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was like about a half an inch thick, but about the size of a Hershey bar.
There we go.
Wow. Jeez.
So,
and it was
cool.
still heavy. Wow.
Gold bars.
Hmm.
People are apparently going crazy, and others are witnessing it, that being your neighbors are noticing maybe you're going crazy or your neighbor's going crazy. This one email is about the woman in Cincinnati who said, my neighbor, the girl who lives next door in my high-rise, she keeps inviting dudes over and doing weird stuff, and there's a lot of banging around, no pun intended, and I can't take it any longer. I think you hear that a lot through the walls of condo buildings.
Oh, God.
A lot of that kind of activity going. Are you folks experiencing that? 312-233-1019. I mean, you're minding your own business, trying to watch Netflix. And your, stuff keeps getting knocked over in your apartment.
Right.
Like, really?
Yeah. I think it's an earthquake
again?
At first.
312-233-1019. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Hi. Neighbors going crazy, or in your case, family is?
It's a family. It's a mother and her two adult children, and they fought the other day for 2 hours because the sister stopped saying hi when she walks in the door.
All right, so your neighbors, well, I guess if they're going to reach the we're not speaking anymore, that kind of helps you.
Yes, except for their fight goes into the hallway, and it bothers every single neighbor. So, I mean, I called my sisters, and I was like, I'm sorry if I don't say hi to you enough.
So, yeah, you feel like maybe what you're witnessing changes your own behavior. So are the kids, the two adult kids mad at the mom and fighting in the hallway, or?
No, the mom's trying to be the mediator, but she's not succeeding. They just keep yelling at her, too, to stop.
I got it.
Okay.
And they've decided the hallway is the best place to do this.
yeah, up and down the hallway. The sister will storm downstairs, and then she'll come back up and fight again. So it's just an ongoing thing.
You want to move in with Violetta? She's got a new place.
Yeah, why not?
All right, hang on. We're going to get your... Allie's going to move in with you.
Okay, that's... Yeah, that's fine. It's a small place, but we'll make it work.
I mentioned you're a little scared to stay there by yourself anyway, so...
I am. It's kind of weird being by yourself.
That's perfect. Yeah, they're fighting in the hallways. A lot of people are starting to fight in their relationships because... What are we on? Day 70?
I think it's 69 today.
Day 69. There we go.
Hey, it's your last favorite number.
Calm down. Sofia Vergara says she and her husband, Joe Manganiello, speaking of people who take their shirts off like we did a second ago with Hustlers. You remember he was in Magic Mike?
Oh, he was, yeah. How could you forget?
Yeah. She and Joe haven't had one single fight yet during quarantine.
Oh, really?
I don't believe that.
Because she seems like she'd be...
She would run hot.
Yeah, I think.
Although he seems very docile. He's just, it feels like she would get all worked up and hot and be like, listen. That's how Joe talks.
Yeah.
Listen, why don't I just take my shirt off and bench press for you? You want me to bench press?
Yeah.
I'll just bench press. And you can just watch me bench press and that'll calm everything down.
Sure. I like your impression.
That's good.
That's my Joe.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he sounds like
that. He definitely should.
In my head, that's what he sounds like.
Slow.
Has he ever actually spoken?
I don't know. He just dances.
He's in movies, but I don't know that he speaks.
Doesn't need to talk.
I could be wrong. I don't know. Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. As it turns out, 2 in 3 Americans can't remember the last time they did what during lockdown. This should be something that you don't even forget. Like it happens when you get up every single morning.
Oh, my God.
But it's not happening anymore. Totally easy answer. 2 in 3 Americans can't even recall the last time they did what, Tim?
Wore real pants?
Exactly right.
Oh, all right.
Oh, you had me scared.
Me too. Like, where are my pants? When's the last time you wore pants? I don't know. I can't even remember the last time I wore pants. That's the world we live in now. Yep. We're not talking about you on this, are we, Tim? You can remember the last time you wore pants.
I work from home, yeah, so I don't only one Zoom meetings where I actually wear a shirt, so.
Okay.
I feel lucky I'm not in your Zoom meeting, Tim. Please don't take that the wrong way.
Well, I got a Zoom meeting today, so I got a shirt on. But,
All right, that's it.
Good to know. Well,
way to live like a rock star. Yeah. What'd you think it was? Brush teeth?
Yes.
Yeah. Or pee. What? No, I mean, sometimes you just get up and you're busy because you got to go right to work. And so maybe you're rushed because you're sleeping till the last second.
You forget
to
pee.
You get up and you like start to work and you get caught in a meeting in the morning. And then you're like, I really have to pee. Why are you looking at me like that?
2 in 3 Americans can't remember the last time they wore pants during the lockdown.
Nuts.
Every single American has remembered to pee.
And that is a positive if we take nothing else out of this day.
Elsewhere along this front, since you can't remember the last time you wore pants, you shouldn't feel bad about it. More people have been opting to go nude during quarantine. More and more people are opting to go nude during quarantine. Like we heard, Tim has a meeting today. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a shirt on.
Oh, Tim was totally saying that's what he does.
Right, no pants, no shirt. So think about this. If you're listening, if you can hear my voice right now, wherever you are, at home or at work, if you're fully dressed, there are other people right now that are hearing this voice. Don't know where the pants are, not wearing a shirt. And by God, they can't even remember if they had to pee or not.
So we've all had conversations about what's open, what's not, what's essential, what's not, etc. Take heart, though, in knowing they're having the same conversations in countries around the world, including Switzerland, where they have decided to keep sports, where you have close contact, activities like judo, boxing, dancing, and wrestling. Those are still not allowed, and they will not be allowed in the next phase because, again, the contact is too close. At the same time, though, they have a thriving sex industry in Switzerland.
Wow.
And of course they do.
Opening that up.
That baby's open for business.
June 6th, Swiss brothels can open right up along with movie theaters, nightclubs, and public pools.
Yeah.
When asked about it, the Swiss...
Don't even think about competing in judo, but you want to do somebody in a brothel? Done!
Yeah, no social distancing there.
It gets weirder because apparently there is... So the Swiss health minister, which is hard to say, says there are certainly personal contacts, but a concept of protection seems possible. I'm well aware of the bizarre aspect of my answer, but to tell you the truth, erotic services could have resumed earlier.
Oh, wow.
So they have a list of rules for prostitutes in their reopening plan,
rules,
including which positions are safe enough to use. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but you can use your imagination.
You know what?
I can't use my imagination.
Here's what I want.
I have no idea.
Here's what I want. Just because Violetta's so horrified. Whip, you don't have to tell us the position, but just assume it there through the window. So
are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Is it this one?
I don't want, I'm not looking. So yes, it's that one.
Is it really?
It's that one.
The other one.
Just picture anyone's where your heads are not that close together.
All right. You keep your head over there. I'll keep mine over here.
Yeah. Any of those will be fine. And please don't do more than two in a given session.
Well, let's get this thing wrapped up in less than 5 minutes.
That's right.
And all the guys are like, no problem.
Yep. That'll be $85 or Swiss francs or whatever they charge.
And then you knew that price really quick.
I read the stories.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking of somewhere, you're like, where should I go to travel?
Okay, so you just can't face each other.
That's it.
Maybe this will be your move. Interesting. Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll just conducted. Phone lines are jammed. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see that again. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for calling now. We've got our 10, 312-233-1019. We asked you a question off the air. You didn't know the question ahead of time. You're completely anonymous. No reason to lie. It was going to make you a little uncomfortable. You know, like a Swiss sex worker or Regis Philbin as Dracula doing it.
Oh.
It's been an uncomfortable half hour. We won't lie to you.
Absolutely.
True.
And now we're going to find out what it's like in your house. We asked for 10 people in a relationship to call and answer a question off the air. That question is, of the two of you in the relationship, who has the higher sex drive?
This is personal.
Of the two of you, who has the higher sex drive? He does, she does. We spoke to 10 of you. What percentage of them, do you want to say men or women?
Women.
All right, what percentage said the woman does? 312-233-1019. We just spoke to 10 of you. What do you think, Melissa?
How about 75% said women.
It's going to be hard to be 75.
Oh, 70, I should say. 10 people.
Yeah. One was like, we're exactly equal down the middle. 50-50.
Right.
70%
said the woman. What do you think said the woman?
I'm going to go with 9 out of 10 said the woman.
90?
Well, yeah, why not? Right.
Okay. Violetta?
40%.
40% of the 10 that we spoke to, completely anonymous, 30% said the woman.
Whoa, that's really low.
70% said the men. What's interesting is, of the 10 calls we took, 6 were from men.
Mm.
All of them said men. Every single man said me.
Me.
Of the 4 women, 3 of them said me, but 1 woman said him.
And that's kind of the problem. Me.
Nobody said there was a problem anywhere. Wow. This one is, you know, one is a little more energized than the other.
Yes.
Doesn't necessarily mean there's a problem. It means you can get the two to eventually meet. Why do I bring that up? It says what to do if your drive is much lower or higher than your partner's.
Aha. Oh, okay.
So that you can find that common ground.
Sure.
As opposed to taking the approach of Violetta and just breaking up.
No. Well, if you're only thinking about yourself, you kind of don't want it then all the time.
Nobody said it was all about themselves.
I know, I know. You're right. I'm going weird places.
You are really going weird
places. Continue.
They say what to do if your drive is much lower or higher than your partner's. Go easy on yourself if you suddenly lost interest. It's okay. These moments happen.
Number two,
don't put pressure on your partner to make it happen. He or she's going to freak out from the pressure. Number 3, be honest about how you feel without blaming each other. Number 4, take matters into your own hands. I don't know about that.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Or number 5, just break up. All right, you were right,
Violetta. Really?
No, not really. Not really. All right, here are your 3 story headlines. You ready? You'll see a theme.
Okay.
Headline number 1, story number 1, 3-story Thursday. Sign begs mystery human pooer to stop pooping in the garage. Ooh. Okay, that's headline number 1. Mystery human pooer. Headline number 2. New Jersey cops say inordinate amount of poop left in state parks. Is a problem. There's a problem here.
It's a poop thing.
And then headline number 3, 3-story Thursday. Drunk California man drives into manure pond, spends 2 hours stuck in poop.
Oh, gross.
What? Oh,
he's going to get something from that.
Yep. All right, what do you want first? What do you want last?
Should we? Can we do the mystery pooper last?
Mystery.
Would that work?
It doesn't matter to me. Whatever you want.
That works.
Yeah. All right, what do you want to start with?
Drunk California manure
guy?
All
right, drunk California man drives into manure pond, spends 2 hours stuck in poop. A Facebook post by the California Highway Patrol in South Sacramento uses no fewer than 4 poop emojis to tell the story. So even they're like, hey, check this out. Check this guy out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems in the wee hours of Monday morning, a driver called police to say he crashed into a pond on a dairy farm somewhere near the city of Elk Grove. Turns out it was a storage pond for poop, manure. According to the Sacramento Bee, luckily the driver was not hurt, but the manure had pretty well filled up the vehicle by the time authorities arrived. It took about 50 minutes for the local fire department to even find him before they were able to remove him.
Get out of here. Oh, my. Who would want to be the person to have to and his
This is why you got to hats off to essential workers, the firemen, the first responders. This is the kind of stuff they also put on.
Yeah. Brutal. They have to deal with the worst.
Yeah, New Jersey cops, again, your first responders, say an inordinate amount of poop has been left in the state parks. For whatever reason, State Police Superintendent Pat Callahan, sounds like a Chicago guy, not a Jersey guy, said Monday that State Parks Police reported a large amount of poop was being left behind in parks.
Like
Callahan says the report is disheartening and advises the public that since the state park bathrooms will remain closed for now, could they please plan accordingly before heading out? Which means take care of business before your big long hike in the park.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't help when it hits
I know. There are those times, but I think they're saying in general, the bathrooms are closed. Before you leave home, take care of what you need to take care of.
Yeah.
Like before you go on a long road trip, you know?
Right.
Make sure you go.
Well, sometimes you don't have to go that day or later that night.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Okay,
they're simply saying, before you leave, if you could try.
If you could try. Okay. All right, I get that. Try.
And finally, sign begs mystery human pooer to stop pooping in the garage in Australia. A resident posted a sign warning a mystery human pooer. That's what it said. That cameras were being put up to discourage pooping on the property. Well, sometimes you just have to.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you just don't know. Well, sometimes it just sneaks up on you.
Well, that's
all
true.
Sometimes you pull over to an abandoned home and decide to go in and...
Well, I don't know about that. I hope that doesn't happen.
The sign, which went viral after being posted to Reddit, is addressed to the mystery human pooer who has allegedly been doing their business next to the Holmes Garage in Merrickville, a suburb of Sydney, Australia.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.